Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Station. This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Max Power producing and engineering the show. We'll continue our Big 12 previews next week on Monday. We'll talk Oklahoma State football, and then Tuesday, Texas, Wednesday, West Virginia, and then the final 2 days of the week, we'll get to KU and K-State as we get into the Big 12 in the following week.
Wait, were you doing this in alphabetical order?
No, not really. Following week, we'll get into high school football.
Can't wait. Wonder who's going to be good.
Well, I'll figure it out.
Andale, Derby, Carroll.
Yeah, those teams are going to be good.
You know I'm going to be an Andale guy. Maybe this year,
now,
maybe next.
Give us an update on the house.
Well, I think
is there any update?
We've broken ground, I'm pretty sure.
There has been groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Is the foundation...
I haven't been out there, and I haven't really talked to my wife about it this week, but maybe we'll drive out
there. What do you
guys
talk about?
Oh,
I would think that building a house on a piece of property...
She knows I don't want to talk about it that much.
...would be the most exciting thing to ever happen to a couple.
Well, it's certainly
are you or are you not excited?
Getting there. I like the house I'm in. I'm just living day to day. I'm not thinking big picture right now. I'm good.
Boy, you are a guy with a pulse of about 27.
85, according to the doctor.
Really?
Yeah. Thought that was high, but what are you going to do?
He thought that was high?
No, it's high. That's not normally what my resting pulse is. I don't like being at the doctor, so I think I had that going on.
You're a little wound up.
Yeah.
Well, all of us are going to go to the doctor someday, and the doctor's going to say, it's about over.
It's terminal.
And then we move on, right?
Yes.
That's all you can do. This life was meant to be temporary.
Right.
That's the way it is.
None of us get out.
Not a thing we can do to change it.
Is what it
869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Don't forget, if you miss a show or you want to catch up or whatever you want to do, the radio.com app is your friend. You can get content from The Drive at radio.com. You can stream it while you're in your car at radio.com. You can pretty much do anything.
Yes, and here's a bit of trivia for you. Sonny Gray's real name is Sonny.
Thank you. Here's Marcus. Marcus, hello.
Isn't
you're on The Drive.
Weird?
Yeah, Bob, I just like to talk to you, Cardinals fan. Do you see Cardinals making the playoffs, and do you see them winning the division?
Listen, I keep thinking either the Cubs or the Brewers are going to be a superior team to the Cardinals. They certainly look like they should be. I don't know how the Cardinals are hanging in this thing. So for now, until the Cubs or Brewers figure things out, the Cubs can't win a game on the road. The Brewers have even worse. They just have no pitching. So right now, it's a survival of the least fittest, I think.
Yeah, and the Cardinals kind of have trouble winning on the road as well. But I don't know. For some reason, I just think we might squeeze by and win that division this year.
And then get blown out in the wild card game. I'm not sure that's a... I'm not sure that's a huge accomplishment, Marcus. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I mean, I'm just being honest here. I'm not a fan guy that just sees silver lining.
Right, but if you get in the playoffs, I'm not saying you're going to win, of course.
If you get in a wild card game and you're going with Jack Flaherty, you got a chance
to
win.
But then you can't use him in game
but
one.
But then you got to go to Adam Wainwright or Miles Michaelis
and that'll be it.
And then you're in trouble.
Especially
then you're going to
be
playing the Dodgers.
Right, against Kershaw in game one.
So let's be real.
And then Walker Buehler in game two. Yeah, Hyunjin Ryu in game two.
I got it. I know what's
going
on.
You're done.
You're done too.
No, I'm not done. I'm very viable.
If you're done, if I'm done, you're done.
I don't think so. Corey Kluber's coming back. Carrasco's going to pitch out of the bullpen.
I just enjoy watching baseball. I enjoy watching the Cardinals.
Except when you don't.
They drive me nuts. I don't understand how Colton Wong, and this will please my wife, who's the best hitter we have, is batting seventh and eighth in the lineup. Move him up.
Is he the best hitter you have?
Yes.
At an OPS plus of 99?
Look at it since June 1.
Okay, I will.
Since June 1, he's batting over 300 with a much higher OPS.
I will look at his numbers.
Jeff, I know,
but I want to know.
When
okay?
I say it, it's real.
I understand that you know, but I want to see it for myself.
I don't say things that aren't factual.
That's just how I am as a person. Since June 1, 319 with an 807 OPS. Still doesn't hit with much power, but...
We don't need power.
He should probably
you need
be
guys to get on base. What's his on-base percentage?
387.
Do you see my point now?
Yeah. But if a guy's going good, and most managers aren't going to mess with it. It's just one of those things. Managers are like that.
Well, managers need to think outside the box.
When I was in Ohio playing baseball, and I had a good start, and then I hit a little bit of a slump, and then I started hitting in the eight spot. Do you think I moved out of eight because I was hitting? No.
What'd you bat that year in Ohio?
290. Not great.
290?
Yeah, I had a bad middle stretch. What'd
you go about? 0 for 30?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I started out hitting third for some reason, and the guy hated when I took pitches, and then I got moved to fifth. I just got moved all around the lineup, and then I settled in at eighth, and I hit. I had 10 doubles, so my slugging percentage was all right.
You remember that stuff?
I do.
That's so sad.
Why?
You had 10 doubles. You remember that from your junior year of high school?
Yeah, I do.
In Hilliard, Ohio.
It was a salvageable season. I could take some positives out of it.
How'd you play defensively that year? I didn't get to see. I came out there to see a couple games.
Lost a ball in the sun one time and got pulled for it. I never felt comfortable playing for that club. Just couldn't.
Well, you were extremely comfortable playing at North.
Yes.
For Kyle Sanders. And then you got the bright idea that I want to spend a year in Ohio.
I did make two of the best catches I've made in left field for Hilliard Davidson High School. One over the shoulder on the warning track, and then another diving onto the warning track. Foul ball. Good catch, though.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be proud or terrified.
I remember,
that you
this,
remember
thing.
This stuff.
It is.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You remember, shut out campus.
Yeah, I don't remember the. I used to be a really good hitter until they made me a full time pitcher. How'd that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, I was a feared slugger back in the day.
Of course.
No, seriously.
I hope Kyle Sanders is listening. I want him to know how comfortable I was at North.
Well, everybody's comfortable around Kyle.
Of course.
He's a comfortable individual. I've always marveled at Kyle and his father, who I know fairly well, and obviously his mother was much the same way. Dick Sanders is somebody I respect about as much as anybody in Wichita. And it's just weird to have grown up watching Dick Sanders play in the NBC state and national tournaments and marveling at his ability as a young kid, wide-eyed kid, and then as an adult getting to know him.
Absolutely. He's a great person.
One of the privileges of my career is that these people that I held in, I idolize. Leonard Kelly's another one who played maybe the best shortstop I've ever seen. And I'm including pro ball.
Although I will say this about Dick Sanders. One negative.
You got
thing.
A negative about yeah. Dick Sanders?
Yeah, I do. He got me suspended for a game from North High.
How'd that happen?
There was a ball hit over my head that I thought was out, right? And I just kind of turned and looked. I didn't go after it.
Oh, my God.
And Coach Sanders did not see it because I ended up running after it, and I think I got the ball. But Dick Sanders saw it, told Kyle, and that was it for me.
Well, of course he told Kyle.
Come on.
You watch a center fielder not try to catch a ball?
I know. It was pretty
lame. You thought it was out?
Oh, I thought it was long gone. But it hit off the wall.
Would you have caught it?
No, but because I did go back and catch that one ball and run into the fence.
Good for Dick Sanders.
Kyle Sanders was like, I've seen you catch those balls before. So then I got suspended.
You should have been suspended.
Come on.
Did I suspend you ever?
Probably.
From the Cyclones?
I'm sure you took me out of the lineup a time or six.
I ran out one day. I don't know what it was about, but you had just run to first base or something, and you had not run hard or something. Do you remember this?
Here's what happened.
Tell me. I want to hear this.
I don't know if it's the thing that you're talking about, but I had a brain cramp, and we had a runner on third. And I hit a ball to, like, deep short that easily scores the runner. So because I was an idiot in the moment, I thought once the runner crossed the plate that the game's over. So I just kind of stopped running, and I got thrown out. And we went into extra innings.
I'm sure I just lost it. Did I?
Probably.
Well, don't you remember?
I'm sure you did.
I feel like I ran out on the field.
I don't know if you did that, but it wasn't a good look for me.
You thought you'd played that much baseball. And
for some reason, I was thinking runs crosses the plate, game over. But obviously, that's not the case.
So what'd you do? Just not even run?
I just was like jogging, and I got thrown out.
Oh, my God. I'm getting mad just thinking about
that. And it would have been an easy, like, infield
hit. So you gave up a hit, too.
Yes. I thought it was over.
Well, I'm... Surely I suspended you for a game or two then.
Had to. Yeah.
Billy Hamilton, no longer a Kansas City Royal. That experiment could not have worked out worse. Billy Hamilton, we're going to look back at this guy and say, why didn't he learn to hit a little bit? I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
You hit 260 and you're a huge threat.
Right, I think he had a year like that with the Reds, didn't he? Where
he had 1 year.
260 in 2016, still well below average as a hitter, but that year he was worth three wins, which is a career high.
Well,
he was good defensively that you had to find a spot for him, but he just never could quite.
He was such a phenom when he was called up to the Reds in 2013, briefly at the age of 22, and then a year later he's in the lineup every day. 25 doubles, 8 triples, 56 steals, bats .250. Now, his OPS was never higher than .664. So here's a guy with all that speed who didn't draw walks, didn't get on base.
No, never did.
On base percentage for his career, .296.
And you're never
going to. Who taught that kid to play baseball?
And you're never going to draw walks when you can't hit.
Who taught the kid to play baseball?
I don't know.
Because it didn't set in with him.
Well, how about the Royals in general? They DFA'd Owings, Duda, Hamilton, all these guys they were hoping could have some kind of resurgence and that they'd be able to trade for some value. They were able to do that with Bailey and Diekman, but most of the guys they signed in the offseason.
They're just trying to build a bridge to a time when they hope they'll be competitive. That's all they're trying to do.
I know.
And the bridge is collapsing under them.
It didn't work out so well for a lot of their free agents.
So Brett Phillips called up. This is a guy who used to be with the Brewers. Used to think highly of him. He's not going to pan out.
No, probably not.
Bubba Starling's not going to pan out. So what do they have?
They don't have much. They have Jorge Soler in the outfield.
And Hunter Dozier. Although
But he's an infielder.
He's a good player.
They could put Witt in the outfield.
Well, Hunter Dozier plays right field.
He doesn't play third base?
Well, he does play third base, but he can also play in the outfield. Whit Merrifield can play in the outfield.
I think your best players, lock them in at positions. Don't try to cater to the Chesler Cuthberts of the world. If Hunter Dozier is your third baseman, put him at third base. Don't get too cute. That's not a good managerial decision to me.
He's won a title. Has yours?
Again. Yes.
Has your guy won a title in Cleveland?
He's won two.
In Cleveland?
No, but he's been to a World Series, and he's in the mix every year. The Indians have the most wins in the American League since he became manager.
Congratulations. That and a nickel will get you what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. And then Hard Knocks, we touched on it earlier in the show. We like John Gruden.
Very much.
But the show's been a little bit lackluster.
It hasn't been good. This past week's episode was just blah. Tried to get in on the Antonio Brown stuff.
They got some Antonio Brown stuff, but he's not a guy that's going to give you a lot of content.
Doesn't seem to be.
So what are you going to do?
And he's getting sued now for stiffing a restaurant of $40,000 during the Pro Bowl.
Festivities. We were introduced to Keelan Doss, a guy that I'll like okay, but there's not a lot of personality on this
team. What about that Max Williams, whatever his last name is? Nothing to him, to me.
What do you mean nothing to him?
The rookie, whatever his name, Max something.
Well, he broke his hand and he
stayed
put a cast on it and got right back out there.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. He might be something. Well, he's a guy we're going to keep an eye on.
Right. Raiders will be fine.
The backup quarterback choices are Mike Glennon and Nathan Peterman.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike Glennon last night was outstanding.
But come on.
Here's what Glennon and Peterman did between them last night. 19 of 22 for 216 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Right, but when Nathan Peterman plays well, doesn't that terrify you?
I'm going to give Nathan a little hope.
He's probably the worst quarterback in the history of the league.
I'm going to give him a little hope. Okay?
That Max promo that.
I'm going to get on board with Nathan Peterman and hope that he can produce. Listen, Mike Glennon's going to win the backup job.
Of course.
We're probably not even going to be talking about Nathan Peterman.
Right, but
they both have personalities like this table. I mean, Gruden wants his guys to be gung-ho.
Rah-rah guy.
And he's got none of that.
That's why Derek Carr is not going to be the long-term fit there. He just doesn't fit the Gruden
style. He's got
none
of that. There's nobody on that team that has a pulse except that rookie defensive back.
Yeah, Abram.
He's got attitude.
Right, and he's going to be good. But Derek Carr doesn't have it. The other two quarterbacks don't seem to have
it. Our new defensive end, the other rookie. Sixth pick in the
Cleveland
draft.
Ferrell.
He doesn't seem like he's that. I don't know.
You like Brinson Buckner.
Now that guy, yeah, he gets after
coach.
It. I'm trying to grasp onto anything with the Raiders that's going to get me excited. And right now they're 2-0 in the preseason. I guess that's what I have.
I guess. But again, when it's Glennon and Peterman, and you see those, that tells you how meaningless the preseason is. When Glennon and Peterman are out there,
we could
performing.
Have some. We could if Antonio Brown's healthy, and reports are that he's getting there, you throw him out there with Tyrell Williams and Keelan Doss. Keelan Doss looks like he's going to be a player.
Well,
he's not exciting, but he's got size.
Tyrell Williams
speed.
Is your other receiver,
right? That's what I said. Hunter Renfrow looks like he might be a guy.
Was he 5'2"?
Those kind of guys find ways to succeed. What's Julian Edelman?
Well, Julian Edelman's about 5.
What's Chris Hogan?
Chris Hogan's a big
What's
receiver.
What's Danny Amendola?
Are you just going to all the white guys?
That's what this guy. Yeah, I am.
Chris Hogan is tall.
How tall
he?
Is Chris Hogan?
6'1".
That's what Hunter Renfrow is.
He is?
Yes. 5'10". But he's out of Clemson, for crying out loud.
There you go. That means something.
The kid can play a little bit. Let's take a break, Max. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. 5 questions today with Troy Houtman. That comes up at 540. He is Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Wichita. Stay with us. The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.